Good evening. This is Kent Lindquist, and you are listening to The Feeling of Jazz here on the Lakeshore, 89.1 FM. We're here every Sunday night from 8 to 10 with some of the best in modern mainstream jazz, so you hope you'll stick around for the next 2 hours. Tonight, our featured artist will be Gigi Grice, not exactly a household word, but during the time that he was involved in the jazz scene, he was a well-respected, well-established alto sax player, composer, arranger, band leader. He was only around on the scene from around 50-51 to 61-62, and he decided to drop out of the jazz scene and went into teaching. But the period of time that he was around, he was a very creative artist. We're going to kick it off with a old prestige album, When Farmer Met Grice. By that we mean Art Farmer, the trumpet player, meets Gigi Grice on alto sax. Also got Horace Silver on piano, Percy Heath out of the Modern Jazz Quartet on bass, Kenny Clark on drums. This is a nice Gigi Grice composition, A Night at Tony's.
Thank you.
right. That was when Farmer met Grice. Of course, Art Farmer on trumpet, Gigi Grice on alto sax, Horace Silver there on piano. That was a Gigi Grice composition, A Night at Tony's. Okay, now we're going to turn to one of the giants of West Coast tenor sax, Harold Land. Harold didn't want to leave the West Coast too often, although he teamed up with the Max Rose Clifford Brown Quintet for a while and toured, but he would gravitate back to the West Coast, and this is from his album West Coast Blues. This is the title track. Of course, Harold Land on tenor sax, Joe Gordon on trumpet, the great Wes Montgomery on guitar out of Indianapolis, Barry Harris on piano, Sam Jones on bass, Louis Hayes on drums. Let's listen to West Coast Blues.
Thank you.
West Coast Blues, tenor sax sounds of Harold Land. Frontline there with Harold was Joe Gordon on trumpet, Wes Montgomery on guitar, who was the composer of that particular composition, Barry Harris on piano. Okay, I'm going to continue to highlight the works of altoist, arranger, composer, bandleader Gigi Grice. And we're going to do something from an album called Nika's Tempo. And this is called In a Meditating Mood. And it includes, I believe, Jimmy Cleveland on trombone. And he uses Julius Watkins on French horn and Bill Barber on tuba, along with the alto sax of Gigi Grice. So let's see what the ensemble sounds like on Meditating Mood.
Thank you.
meditation mood, and that was Gigi Grice and his little group from his album Nika's Tempo. Beautiful trombone work there by Jimmy Cleveland, and had interesting voicing with French horn of Julius Watkins and the tuba work of Bill Barber. Okay, well, now we're going to turn to a trumpet tandem, Joe Newman and Joe Wilder. Two great old pros got together and cut an album on the Concord label called Hanging Out. This is a Sammy Fain composition. Actually, it was a pop tune in the 50s or 60s. And after a while, it became kind of a favorite of the jazz community, and it was played quite often. Let's listen to Joe Newman and Joe Wilder on trumpets doing Secret Love. Thank you. Well, a little Count Basie ending on that tune. That was a Concord album cut by Joe Wilder and Joe Newman. It was called Hanging Out, and a great trumpet tandem there doing Sammy Fain's old pop tune, Secret Love. And we turn now to our spotlight artist of the week, and that's Gigi Grice. And we're going to do something from an album he co-led with Donald Byrd, a great trumpet player. And they cut several albums together and worked together in the mid to late 50s. This one album was called Jazz Lab, and Donald Byrd on trumpet, Gigi Grice on sax, Wendell Marshall on bass, Art Taylor on drums, the great Tommy Flanagan out of Detroit on piano, and this is Randy Weston's jazz classic, Little Niles.
Mm-hmm.
That was Randy Wilson's classic composition, Little Niles, done by a group headed up by our Spotlight Artist of the Week, Gigi Grice, along with on alto sax, along with Donald Byrd on trumpet, and some fine piano work there by Tommy Flanagan. Okay, we're going to turn now to one of the great tenor sax men. That we call him the Whispering Tenor Sax Man because of his beautiful light sound that Stan Getz. And this is from an album he cut, I think it was on the Verve label, called West Coast Jazz, and he's surrounded by some great West Coast artists, Connie Condoli, one of Mishawaka, Indiana's finest on trumpet, Lou Levy on piano, Leroy Vinegar, actually Leroy's from Indianapolis on bass, Shelly Mann on drums, this is that old standard, East of the Sun. Thank you. a beautiful rendition of that old standard, East of the Sun, beautifully done by Stan Getz on tenor sax from his album West Coast Jazz, including the front liner was Connie Condoli on trumpet and backed up by Lou Levy on piano. We're going to continue our spotlight artist, Gigi Grice, in this first hour, and we're going to do something from his album Saying Something. And this is a composition written by piano player Hank Jones called Jones Bones. And this particular group includes, of course, Gigi Grice on alto sax, Mickey Roker on drums, Richard Gene Williams on trumpet, Richard Wyans on piano, and Reggie Workman on bass. Let's listen to Jones Bones. We'll be right back. Swinger was Jones Bones, done from Gigi Grice's album Saying Something, and they were saying something on that track. Was Gigi Grice on alto sax, Richard Gene Williams on trumpet, Richard Wyans on piano. Well, you've been listening to Feeling of Jazz for the better part of the last hour here on 89.1 FM the Lakeshore. We're here every Sunday night. We're going to take a break for the news at the top of the hour, and then we're going to be back with another approximate about 50-some minutes of fine mainstream jazz, so you hope we'll stick around. We're going to close out the first hour with alto sax man Charles McPherson doing Frankie Lesser's composition, I Believe in You. I think it was from How to Succeed in Business Without Really Trying. Frank Lesser, great show. This is Charles McPherson on alto sax, Lonnie Hillier on trumpet, Barry Harris on piano, I Believe in You.